Don't Worry, Be Happy on Anyone FM 102.5. I think my favourite bit of that song is about halfway through when he goes, if you're ever feeling sad, just give me a call and I'll make you feel happy. It's a lovely bit of the song. I just want to be happy. Well, you've called the right person. I'm going to cheer you right up. Check this.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show. On Anyone FM.
Where I'm at.
And it goes a little something like this.
Tom Boston at breakfast.
Anyone FM 102.5.
A Greggs worker has managed to shed 10 stone after swapping sausage rolls for soup. She decided to ditch the pasties and the sausage rolls, go for the Greggs healthier options, such as soup. That's about it, really. You want something healthy? What have you got? Soup? That's about it. She's gone from a size 30 to a size 10. The 24-year-old has said, it's brilliant to not look like one of the donuts I serve to customers. Do the customers tell her that? That's a weird thing to say. I'm just glad not to look like one of the donuts I serve to customers. The customer's gone in. Excuse me, love. Hello, how can I help you? Can I have a donut, please? Of course you can. Would you like a bag? Yes, I would. Can I just say, I'm sorry, I thought I'd just say, you look like this donut. It's uncanny. The likeness. Has anyone ever told you that before?
Anyone FM at breakfast on Anyone FM 102.5.
It's time for the top five tips this morning. It's the top five things to do if Facebook is ever down for an hour like it was this morning. You'll be amazed what you can get done. Number one, you check it, don't you? You check it. Well, I've heard the rumours, but I want to see for myself. Log on, facebook.com. The rumours are true. It's down. Number two. You tweet about it. Well, Facebook's down. I've got a tweet about it. I think I'll compose a tweet. Facebook is down. OMG. I cannot believe that Facebook is down. Number three. You panic. Right, it's been 10 minutes. I'm starting to panic now. I don't like it. I'm panicking. What am I going to do? You're all right. No, what am I going to do? I want to send an update. I've got to update people on my life. I've got to tell school friends I've not seen for 10 years what I'm doing this morning. Otherwise, how will they know? Number four. This is a great one. You'll love this one. You could go outside. Open up the door and just have a look. There's a big old world out there. Breathe it in. Suck it in. Ah, beautiful. What a beautiful morning. Who needs Facebook? Number five. This is more of a don't do rather than a do-do. Don't call people. Just because Facebook's not working, don't call up people just to say hello. Hello, I just thought I'd give you an update on my morning. I've had some breakfast and I'm on my way to work. What are you calling me for? Well, Facebook's down. I've not spoke to you in 15 years. Thought you'd like to know.
The Breakfast Show with Tom Boston on Anyone FM 102.5.
Have you ever, I'll tell you this one, my mum and dad once came home, right? And I live back at home. Parents came home and said, Tom, what's happened? Nothing. Today we've seen someone, yeah, who looks exactly like you. And I went, okay, that's nice. And they were like, no, you don't understand. He looks exactly, it could be your twin brother. We thought it were you. We nearly started talking to him. We thought it were you. And they got really annoyed because I didn't react enough. I don't know what they wanted me to be like. Oh, that's amazing. I've got a twin. I've got someone looks exactly like me. Let's invite him over, shall we?
Anyone FM.
Where I'm at.
And it goes a little something like this.
Anyone for breakfast.
Bob Marley, Sun is Shining on Anyone FM 102.5. But what if, Newcastle, it's not shining on your wedding day? What if it's raining on your wedding day? There's nothing worse, is there? Miserable, cloudy and awful. Well, not anymore, okay? Not if you're willing to spend £100,000, you can guarantee for it not to be rainy on your wedding day. There's a company called the Oliver's Travels. Oliver's Travels, right, will fly up to the clouds with a plane, and they will burst the clouds with this new technology they've got. I don't know how it works. I don't work for the company. But basically, you give them £100,000, and they'll fly up in the clouds and get rid of the rain clouds. Make sure you've got clear skies on your wedding day. Apparently, the technique was used before the Duke and Dukess of Cambridge's wedding in 2011. So it's a tried and tested thing. It's not some, you know, some kooks. Oh yeah, we can control the weather. They actually can. Can you imagine that? The only thing is, if it were me, I'd be like telling people on the day, look at the sky. What about it? Well, it's clear, isn't it? There's not a cloud in the sky. Yeah, it's a really nice day. We've been very fortunate. It's not fortune. It cost me £100,000. It's not fortune. I paid for that. Get the suntan lotion on. Get your money's worth.
You're listening to the Anyone FM Breakfast Show on Anyone FM 102.5.
Apparently, in France, you're not allowed to call your kid Nutella. After weeks of legal arguments, a judge in France has ruled it against the best interest of a child to be named Nutella. Why would you call your kid Nutella? Well, we really like it. We really, really like the spread. So we thought, you know, we'd call the kid it. No, you can't. Kid's gonna get picked on. It's not fair. But you know, you let one kid be called Nutella. Next thing you know, it spreads. See what I've done there? Spreads onto other kids. And what if you got kids of a less fortunate family who can't afford Nutella? What's your name? My name's Nutella. What are you called? Well, we don't have as much money as you. I'm called Choco Spread. It's just the same as Nutella. But it's a bit cheaper. Choco Spread. His first name, yeah. He's a Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah. Tom Boston at breakfast.
Morning.
I get knocked out.
This
is the Anyone FM Breakfast Show.
Breakfast with Tom Boston.
You've not been listening to the show, have you? Just rang you up. Are you listening? And you said...
No. I'm reading my book.
Are you reading a book?
Tom Boston on Anyone FM 102.5.
We're asking you this morning, do you take your own tea bags when you go to stay in a hotel? It's come out in the paper this morning that a quarter of us take our own tea bags when we stay at the hotels. You don't get many though, do you? Those little tea and coffee making facilities. You maybe get 2, 4 if you're lucky. I brought my own tea bags. Don't forget the milk as well. And a top tip for you there. Those little sachets of milk. Right, do you want a cup of tea? Okay, I do, yeah. Well, we've got little thimbles of milk to deal with here. There we go. Do you want some more milk? Yes, I do. Of course I do. When have we ever had this little amount of milk in our tea? Ever. When have I ever said to you, do you want a cup of tea? Yeah. Make sure you put a teeny amount of milk in it for me, please. Thank you. Nice and strong for me this morning.
102.5.